Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnecting now.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Pat and Chris. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as sandwich artists, but allegedly are IT guys, particularly because they can't get the stupid thing to work. Patch and Chris!
I have no idea if this is even working or not.
I think we're online.
You think so?
I hope so.
The band's still playing.
Is your microphone on?
I think so. Like, I've got almost nothing in my monitor. Can you hear the music?
Like, I can hear the music, yeah.
The band's in front of us. I don't know. Maybe it's my headphones.
I think it might be your headphones.
Yeah? Okay, well, we got...
Town says we're online.
Our tech support engineer says that we are online. Our sound engineer. Hey, there we go. Our sound engineer says we're online. What a day.
Engineer?
I think we started a little bit late.
I think we did.
Technical difficulties, something to do with Blog Talk Radio deciding no longer to connect up with Google, with Opera, with IE.
Well, it was just the Skype thing. So,
Skype, but
I mean,
Blog Talk.
Skype, because there's a special way that we have to access the show.
Yes.
Well,
all I can say is I don't think we're going to technically be able to take any caller direct today. We'll try, but I don't know if we'll be able to hear you or not.
They say I sound like I'm in a basement or something.
In the basement?
Which probably means only one of the microphones is working.
Are we both the same level of intensity that are going on with being able to listen?
I have no idea.
Sound engineer, checking.
Sound engineer checking things.
Checking sound engineer.
I sound like I'm in the basement.
Basement.
And Kyle says no.
We're
Kyle
both the same
no.
level? There's nothing on
There's nothing on me because...
Ah, because we're using Link. See? You know, well, we can use the speakerphone. Speakerphone? You can punch me if you want. What do you want to do? We can do speakerphone.
Sure.
If you want.
Talking.
Yeah, I'll keep on talking. Well, you know, we have additional people that can call in. You could call in directly on Skype as well, but we have one microphone working and then not the other one. It's been a great day. You know, I think we're doing stretch, make this all work. It's all good. I see a Skype window now opening up over on Switch's side to see if that's going to work or not. Headset, or no, using the phone to call in. That also works. We're back from Tech Ed. We're going through what we call right now the Tech Ed morning process, or Tech Ed hangover, I guess you would say, with coming down after a big-ass event like that. And we happen to have both a... Oh, there's a caller.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
And we're going to put in our super-secret PIN. Hopefully no one can decode this. From reverse engineering of the audio stream. Beep, 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 beep. Don't worry about it. Pay no attention to those beeps. Pay no attention to those beeps.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show.
Ooh.
Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog.
Switch is running around the room quite frustrated right now. Okay, how about going in and doing a... I can do a quick pause and join back up again. How's that? I'll try that out. Coming in. I don't even know how to undo. Undo episode? Oh, hang on. Oh, guest call in. You could do a guest call in. That might do this massive reverb radio, though.
Reverb radio.
Oh, I know what to do. I got it. Hang on. I got it. Please wait while we reconnect.
So I think we're back now, and it's going to sound like we're on a conference room phone, because we're on a conference room phone. While we continue on with this, you should just, is it not working?
Is it just nothing new? So well, we have to get two sound channels into a single analog input.
Right.
That goes through the recorder through some magical pixie dust beams that then goes into a USB cable into the laptop.
Right.
And then that works on Skype because we managed to figure that one out on Skype. But then I had to reverse engineer and jump into Link. So we're using Link now. And Link then died because it only saw one of those two channels.
Yeah, it only saw one of the audio channels.
And then obviously, we can't do the show without Patch. So we had to get patched in somehow.
Right.
So now we're doing a conference call bridge.
Yes, so, and there's no way to Skype in once we're already in. So you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're just going to roll with it.
Okay, man.
What we're going to do is we're just going to click the rebuild button.
I think rebuild?
Yes.
This is the disposable infrastructure of the show. We just crumple it up, throw it into a little pile in the
corner.
And then start over again.
Because nobody has ever confused the Patch and Switch show as being professional.
No, that's good.
Not even last week when we had an entire army of professionals.
We had four cameras, a jib, sound engineers, wireless microphones, built-in microphones. We had everything.
Unpaid British interns.
You know,
it was amazing.
This is karma. This is payback.
Is that what that is?
This
we
is
went
payback.
A little bit too big.
Yeah, went too big too fast, got a little bit too big for our britches, and so Blog Talk Radio decided to kick us in the arse.
Us back down.
And bring us right back down to where we started.
Hey, real quick, you can join us in the chat room simply by joining Blog Talk Radio, creating yourself a free Blog Talk Radio account and joining us in the chat room.
Definitely don't pay for it right now, especially after what they just did to us. So
yeah.
Stay with the free
ones.
Stay with the free ones.
So we got a shout out to Andy Bjarn. Claudia has joined us. Hi, Claudia. Great to see you. Jay Shock, Kyle Beckman, Sean Lowe. Veronica's made it in.
You know how Veronica made it in?
Not yet.
She actually tweeted last night, can you send me a Schedule Plus to remind her and block off her schedule? And
oh,
so
yeah.
I forward her the room request.
Oh, excellent.
So she actually now knows where the secret bunker is. So I don't think she's going to magically pop in here.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty crowded because we actually have our sound engineer as well as our intern here with us as well. We got four people around this little bunker table.
Also, before I forget, TJ Zed is also in the room. Kyle says, I need to be nice to the British intern. He's coming down in 2 weeks to hang out with the Atlanta IT Pro user group. That's probably more reason not to be nice to the British intern.
We still don't know if he's managed to fix his machine from his virus outbreak.
From the ClawsNet outbreak.
Yeah, the ClawsNet outbreak. It's about 98.1% there.
98.1.
I've successfully presented to a room of 100 people with it. Just about.
Okay.
Just about.
There was a couple of little tiny hiccups, but it's mainly gone.
So all those pop-ups to adult entertainment websites didn't disturb you during your presentation?
They never disturbed me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always cool with those. No, the main pop-up that actually was disturbing me more than anything else was the picture of Rick Clark that kept coming up.
Hey!
That was really strange.
with the selfie picture pointing at you saying, you've been closed.
Yeah.
You've been closed.
Yeah, Kyle, you definitely do not want to let him on the network. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Veronica says she needed her manager to see evidence of cross collab on her calendar.
That works. Yeah. I guess it is time for the connects.
It is time for the connect tickets.
Yeah. So the case you didn't know, softy wise, we used to have this thing called commits, and now we have connects. And it's not the one you have to do a little dance and get the points. Dude, that would be fun though. Can you imagine having like a ultimate championship playoff against your other team members via Connect to be able to determine who gets a higher bonus?
Like a dance-off?
Yeah. A dance-off or something like that. That could work.
In the office dance-off.
You got it. Okay. You got it, man.
I'm
you can track six people at once with that thing.
I'm
you're not even going there?
I'm not okay with that. I'm just saying. I'm not okay with that. Let's start the show, shall we? I mean, we're only 10 minutes
in. I feel very liberated not having to be chained to the microphone right now and just talking loud.
I don't know. I hope the audio quality is somewhat decent. We'll find out on the recording.
Yeah, our sound engineer has given us 3 thumbs up. He only has 2 thumbs. I don't know how he's done that, but...
I'm crazy. You know what the other finger's pretty much telling us what he thinks about it.
There you go. Only 10 minutes late, and we'll start the show off with From the Trenches.
From the Trenches. Well, we could talk about how a particular internet radio service is not allowed to Skype. But see, usually when we talk From the Trenches, we actually have a resolution to said problems.
Yeah. So, yeah, very interesting.
We won't talk about that.
It's you know what? I will share a little bit of something, though. But we actually did talk to the dev team for Channel 9. A little while ago, and
yes.
Just said, "Hey, man, like, we're doing this show. We're putting our hearts out on our sleeves, and we're just hanging out there and doing the show. But we're using this service that doesn't really play very well with IE, doesn't really have great connectivity issues for us for being able to do hosting type things. Why don't we try to design something into the Channel 9 platform?" So, after they stopped laughing, They actually proceeded to add it to the list.
Oh, we're on
the
list?
I don't know what our priority is.
I think it's like P22 out of 18.
So it's a low priority, but the ask has been made. And as well, our sugar daddy. I met with our sugar daddy.
You have a sugar daddy?
Patch and Switch have a sugar daddy.
I want nothing to do with said sugar daddy.
Hey, man, they have the pro card to be able to pay for the subscription.
So oh, okay.
It's important right now.
All right.
Subscription renewed for one more year here. But they were even hinting at a remodeled bunker.
Oh, really?
As a possibility. A remodeled bunker.
Huh.
In sometime again in the future. All these things are in the future. So I think the people are just telling me these things so I feel better.
Yeah.
And they'll make me go away or something like that. But we might actually have an environment where we can set this sort of stuff up and leave it set up.
I've got a Ladwig.
What? Ladwig's on?
Ladwig's on.
He's at Disney World.
What are you doing, dude? You're supposed to be, like, Disneying and not listening to the crazy two of us. Anyway, we'll wait for him to show up. He's in the chat room as well. Lots of guests, and those guests, if you're listening in, what you want to do is you want to sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account. Then we know who you are, and we can shout out to you.
Right.
So did you do any
Hot Blue Studios and
did you do any From the Trenches since you have returned back from the Houstons?
I haven't been able to because I've been living out of boxes, building 9 people where our bunker is temporarily located. As undergoing renovation and painting and everything else like that. We already had the story with you and having the unfortunate incident with the painters and having your machine ripped out from the wall and everything else like that. But I come back this morning to find that I have my beautiful royal purple wall.
Oh, yeah? Your room got painted, huh?
So I've got a painted room, new carpets, and new, what do they call it, Egan shelves?
Egan rails.
Egan rails.
Egan rails with a shelf. And did you get the whiteboard back?
The whiteboard is back, although it's been replaced with a new upgraded version.
Yes. I noticed that as well, but they didn't replace my whiteboard immediately. I was worried that I wasn't going to get a whiteboard.
Well, that's...
And I would just have to draw on the wall with crayons.
The problem is you can't wipe those crayons off if you didn't notice. That's why you put the whiteboard over top of the area where you drew.
Well, I needed something there.
I guess.
Ladwig says he's at Disney for 24 hours. He has lots of time. I'm going to read into that, which basically means he's in line for the teacups.
Oh, yeah.
And the wait is about 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
So he's going to go ahead and listen to the show while he's waiting.
I've never been to Disney, but I have been in a pseudo teacup ride before. Is that the one that just kind of spins, like, on a table?
Yeah, and the teacups spin, and you can spin them faster.
I've done something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see why he's in line for that one. That's a fun one.
Yeah. Let's see. TJZ said, and Spazito says hello as well. Bjorn finally just changed his time zone back on his Surface, having been gone.
Oh, speaking of time zone.
Yes.
I got to call you out on this one, man. Because
it was your
responsibility to make the show this time, and you made the show, but you didn't bother to check.
I didn't check the time zone.
The time zone. This show actually was.
Never had to.
This show was actually live at 7 a.m.
Awesome.
And we were not there.
I didn't think I. No, he's relaxing in the shade by Splash Mountain. Why aren't you on Splash Mountain? One of my favorite rides. Okay, we're gonna. I don't want to turn this into a Disney conversation because I could go and talk Disney all day. Do you have a Dole Whip? That's what I need. Oh, J-Shock just got that as well.
What's a Dole Whip?
Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever.
What is it?
It's Dole like pineapple soft serve ice cream served in pineapple juice and awesome. Like, they literally put awesome. I don't know how they managed to actually liquefy and freeze awesome, but they did.
Does it come with, like, a vodka insert or, like, a pineapple rum or something like that? Or
no, no, that's why you have a flat.
Take it with you.
Take it with you. Ladwig says he doesn't have a Dole Whip yet. That's going to be after the show. Okay. I'd be enjoying one, actually, during the show if I could.
I would, too, but I'd be all over my keyboard, and the thing went short out, so it's not good.
That's pretty normal.
Not good.
I did some From the Trenches this week.
You did?
Yes.
You've been back 5 days.
I know.
How's that possible?
I actually do work.
Okay. Are you implying that I don't?
I would never
imply anything like that
other than the implication.
Okay.
Let's see. Veronica says Block Talk Radio killed the touch on her laptop. Sounds likely. Go in to Device Manager and check to see if there is a USB device that is disabled and re-enable it. I have that issue.
Don't press the red button, though.
No.
Don't press the red button.
Anyway, from
that
the release
is a halon gas.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
So what was your?
The backup demo system is back online and ready to go.
Fantastic! A full week and 4 days after we needed it.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's back online. Oh, by the way, Anthony Bartolo has joined us, as has Walter SJO. So shout out to you guys in the chat room.
Nice.
So what actually happened? I don't have an explanation as to why things did not automatically come back online.
So it was the Cisco device,
It was the Cisco device. Hyper-V Vox, which is fine. Actually, come to find out, when we were at TechEd in Houston, I was still able to connect via the VPN. So the VPN side was working, but the AnyConnect VPN was not working.
Wow.
So something fell over in the config file. So I've upgraded the version of the OS on the Cisco device.
Again.
And I went to the latest, right? I decided just to quit mucking around because I was following the instructions that say you must be at this version.
Right.
And I'm just like, I'll just test to see if it'll work with the newest version.
Are they at least using a newer version of the Java runtime to be able to manage it?
Yes, actually. No. No. No, I still have to use a down-level version of the Java runtime. At any rate, I've got it all up and running.
Great.
I can actually VPN in, so we have a backup system for our demos.
Nice.
But I don't know that we're ever going to do those demos again.
Well, I'm actually thinking that we should screen capture and do a voiceover on some of those demos and make them available in the blog. Just because it'd be an easy enough thing to do, people would be able to see it, and it would complement the blog entries nicely, I think.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're going to use the backup, we're going to use the primary.
We can use whatever. I don't know that we ever rolled back from the primary.
No, it's, you know what I found out?
Not yet.
I didn't actually turn off any of the Azure VMs.
Oh, yeah?
After our demos. They were running for about a week and a half.
It's all right. It only cost us like...
It was only like, you know, $4 or something like that. But the good thing was I did not pick the A9 instance for the VMs because that would have been very expensive.
That could have been
expensive. Those are $36 an hour, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, that could have been expensive.
Yeah, so that's like, 16 cores and 128 gigs of RAM or something like that? Anyway, so we didn't have that problem, so that's good. The good thing about being able to have them all up in Azure and being able to control by PowerShell was it was a very simple process to go and shut them all down. I just used my PowerShell to say get the VMs and then shut down. Boom, done.
Awesome.
Done like dinner. So I guess that technically that was my closest to what I would happen to call a from the trenches.
You used some PowerShell?
I used some PowerShell to shut down VMs, so I didn't get charged for that.
Brilliant.
I love that stuff.
How about some beer money? Have you done any beer money since we've come back? And for those of you who are new to the show, which I certainly hope none of you are, though we'll take new listeners, beer money are the things that we do for our friends and family that earn us a 2-4.
Or a flat.
Or a 6-pack, or hell, we'll just take one
pint.
Bottle.
I take a Coke Zero right now, actually, at this point. I definitely need a coffee. I didn't get a chance to refresh my coffee. It's very cold.
Well, the unpaid intern has just gotten up and headed on over.
I'll take a little bit of milk and one sugar, please. Thank you. I like having an intern
An
audio engineer doing the ensuring that we actually have a signal coming out.
I don't know that we can call him the audio engineer. Maybe we should just call him Signal Check.
Signal Check.
Yeah.
He's the. So remember when we were at the store and they have that little free busy light for Link?
For Link,
right?
Yeah.
That's what he is. He said free
Link
busy light.
The Link cube.
I think we just killed him.
We got to get an audio engineer that doesn't have bronchitis. I think that's the problem.
Exactly.
I want to reverse engineer that thing and actually put that inside a recording light.
Yeah.
You know, the on-air light?
Yeah.
Basically, it goes in and turns on when you're busy. And
yeah.
And says, hey, I'm on air. Leave it alone.
Have you done any beer money? I haven't been home long enough to do any beer money. Though I keep hearing the queue is growing.
So I do have an outstanding issue, which has now reached a third level support. I believe it's about to be elevated to a crit sit by my son, and that is his laptop.
Your son has crit sit capability?
He has the ability to fly a crit sit, and if it stays in a crit sit status for 24 hours, then Satya gets notified. So I think I have to now go in and resolve this. But the laptop issue with the bad driver or some other kind of corruption, I did manage to finally connect up with Andrew from Defrag.
Yeah.
To find out, I didn't even know. He's actually the guy that's like in charge of all the Dr. Watson info and debug info. When you say send the information to Microsoft, it goes to his team.
Yes.
So like, wow, I didn't know that. So he's like, dude, just give me the dumps. Like, I can look at this stuff in my sleep and tell you exactly what's wrong. So it doesn't matter if the blue screen happens or if it just goes to a black screen and then the laptop is still responsive. There's a magical key sequence I can do while I have the laptop oriented to the southwest with four fingers and an elbow to be able to generate a – oh, thank you. It's cold. What the hell is this? It's cold. Is that the real one over there?
Oh, that's Coke. Or something.
There's the one.
All right. Continue on with your show. Oh, by the way, he just burned it. Adam Gregory, welcome to the chat room and the chaos that has ensued in this edition of the Patch and Switch. Looking to the chat room, I don't see that there's anybody else new that I've missed. Oh, hang on. I have to scroll.
Much. What'd you do? Put in like skim milk in that thing?
Said a little bit of milk.
A little bit of milk. It's not even turned color.
Okay, look. The intern got you coffee.
Okay,
quit complaining.
So generate the dump file, generate the log file, and then be able to send it to him to get a resolution. That's how it goes.
Bjorn just says it's always a pain migrating cluster to cluster.
It depends what your workload is. If your workload is a virtual machine, as 2012 to 2012 R2 or between them, it's easy because you can do that. But if it's not a virtual machine, then yes, there is definitely issues you have to worry about.
Bjorn says he loves RoboCopy. Doesn't love RoboCopy?
RoboCopy is probably one of my favorite tools.
Yep.
I love the fact that, was it 2008 or was it 2012 when it became part of the main OS and no longer part of the resource kit? Was it 2008 R2? No, 2008 R2 was still a resource kit.
No. It was built into 2008, dude.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anyway. The fact that it has it, and in case you don't know, you can also override the multiple threads option, where it defaults to 8 threads. You can up it to upwards of 64 threads, I do believe, to be able to get some massive amounts of copying back and forth.
That's awesome.
It is.
I've got a story. I've got a RoboCopy story.
You do?
True life. I don't know that I'd call this from the trenches, because it's not necessarily – well, okay. There was a party in Houston on Sunday night before the event. At the House of Blues for the KREWE, that would be the crew. They do their normal Sunday mixer. There was somebody who was supposed to be DJing. And in the absolute chaotic storm that was Sunday and Monday, in which I think
it's
I slept maybe 2 hours out of 48, you slept none.
Yep.
There was an issue with the USB stick that I was using to DJ.
Was it one of the freebies, 512 meg?
No. This is a full-on 32 gig. At any rate, it didn't have everything on it that I needed. And, of course, me being the guy who doesn't run just one USB stick, I wanted a second one. So I grabbed my laptop. I conveniently set up shop where I wouldn't be rude. So I was still able to do the socialization, and RoboCopy saved me by being able to very quickly RoboCopy from one of those USB devices to another in time for my set to start.
Are you doing USB 3 on those sticks, or USB 2?
So
One was at USB 3, one was at USB 2. Now, the devices I use, the Pioneer CDJ 2000, they're only USB 2.
But that's fine. It's the transfer of data from your laptop.
Yeah, that can be a little bit slow. But the reality is I was able to sit down, have a couple of those quesadillas, enjoy an adult beverage or two.
The quesadillas were good.
Yeah, they were.
It was a great party.
Wait, hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see this.
That's for Rigsby. Here you go, buddy.
Random
air horn whenever it just happens to be there.
All right.
Okay, so RoboCopy, definitely the bomb for what it does. I absolutely love it. Our sound engineer just got that air horn. So it's a bit of a sound delay. 7-second delay, just in case we happen to...
Kyle says, wow, that was really loud. That's why we don't let him anywhere near the studio. I'm going to actually click that... There. Next time he hits it, it won't be as loud.
Nice. Okay. So
last night, RoboCopy saved my life.
That's good. I think that could be.
Esposito says more cowbell. I agree.
The RoboCopy option, I think, should be available to everybody, anywhere in the world. Like, is there RoboCopy between operating systems? To go to like a Linux box, can you use RoboCopy in Linux?
I don't
multi-threaded
know.
Copy process. I mean, I'm digging back in my old days. Back in the old days, with my limited knowledge of Slackware, they might have had some kind of copying. But you know, we're digressing.
Adam Gregory says rsync.
Rsync?
Yeah,
that might work. That could work. But
so that's really it. I mean, I haven't really done any beer money
except for my notice of the crit set. That's about all I've had so far.
Although, so have you actually captured the data?
I haven't, because I need to find his power supply.
This is
not a 90-watt power laptop. This is the Delosaurus.
Yes, which basically requires a direct connection.
I think it's a 220-volt direct plug-in. Big crowfoot into the wall.
Yeah, you can't run that and the dryer at the same time.
It rounds out the house. The diesel generator at my house kicks in. So that one there is definitely in the works. From a beer talk perspective, if we're transitioning.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done some beer talk in a while.
No, it's something I do want to bring up, because we are going to be convening a secret meeting of Beer Team 6 this weekend.
Yes, celebrating the Memorial Days.
Yes, celebrating Memorial Days by concocting a summertime...
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, now the intern gets it. Okay.
The UK intern doesn't know what Memorial Day is.
No, so you just simply say bank holiday weekend. He's like, okay. Yeah.
I left because of work. I'm like, yeah.
I thought it was Friday. We don't have to work.
It is Friday. It's Monday.
What am I doing at work if I don't have to work?
You have to work today.
Oh, it's Monday. We don't work.
Yes.
Okay.
Bank holiday weekend.
In Canada, I think we have both days off for Victoria Day. No, actually, we don't need Monday off. Then why did I never go to work on Friday?
Because you're a slacker.
It could be.
That's what your boss was asking.
Exactly. So there's a reason why you're not up there anymore.
You got it. So I posted to the Twitters yesterday. I'm like, hey, everybody, what do you think? I'm in a conundrum right now. Do we make an ale that is blueberry flavored, or do we make a Hefeweizen that is blueberry flavored?
And I was reading the Twitter sphere. It looks like that we have a consensus.
The consensus is we're going to be making a Hefeweizen.
A Hef?
A Hef. And we're going to be doing a slightly different Hef. We're doing the name of this brew, I actually named it last night. I haven't passed it by the teams. It's the unofficial name. The unofficial name of this brew is going to be the H1 Blueberry.
H1 Blueberry?
Because it is an international brew. Being made during Memorial Day, because we're going to be using American wheat with we're going to be starting with a row 2 grain that's American.
America.
America. And then we're going to be having a 50% ratio with a Czech red wheat added into it.
A Czech
red wheat added into it. And then instead of a Pacific Northwest hops Cascade, which is our favorite.
We typically use the Cascade.
We're not going to go with the Cascade. We're going to go with a Fuggle.
A what?
A Fuggle hops, which is more of an earthy and fruity flavor.
Oh.
So it's going to have some nice undertones. We're not going to do a finishing hops. We're just going to stick with that as the aromatic for the background.
Because you typically don't do a finishing hop with the half.
Yeah.
And then finally, we're going to be using a German strain of yeast, which should give us some banana-y and clove undertones. So now picture this beer, lighter in composition,
yeah,
slightly purple because of the blueberries,
right?
And it's going to have a fuggle fruity kind of taste that is going to have banana and blueberry with clove undertones.
Not to mention efficient.
Yeah. It'll be very efficient because it'll be done exactly
yes.
in 5 days for the fermentation, maybe 7. They haven't decided yet. They have to decide
yeah.
if it's a holiday in there or not.
Oh, right.
But
yes.
it's going to be 5 or it's going to be 7 days of fermentation.
Yes. Okay.
It'll be fun. So banana, blueberry with a hint of clove and an undertone, an earthy undertone of fuggle.
I think you can hit the air horn when you say that word.
No.
No?
No. Because he blew everybody's ears out the last time.
They turned off the air horn on me. I can't actually use it.
People want to know if we can actually export this. Sean Lowe asked, blueberry banana bread beer.
Mm. That could work.
Yeah. So the one, my only concern is the banana undertone. It's got to be undertone.
So
particularly the blueberry.
So the banana comes from the yeast flavors. The yeast has banana taste to it. So I can't control the amount of banana that it has. I can control the amount of blueberry. So what we're going to do is we're going to be non-committal,
okay,
very Canadian, and we're going to sample it every 2 days for secondary fermentation, and then we'll have a consensus with a majority of 2/3 votes to determine if there is too much blueberry flavor or not enough, because the longer you let it sit in fermentation for the secondary, more or less blueberry is going to be there. The longer
about Kilby. I'm literally in tears over here because you're like very non-committal, very Canadian, and I'm just now all of a sudden everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. All right, sorry.
This will be our H1 blueberry.
The H1 blueberry.
Python.
Which is not N1H1.
No, it's H1.
H1.
N1H1. H1 is a visa
right.
that you need to have to be able to work in the States.
Okay.
From a foreign national.
It's not the first half of the year.
So, but the good thing is the visa doesn't expire until November.
Oh, good.
In which case, it's in a renewal process. So we'll see if we can drink all 10 gallons before. We're making 10 gallons, by the way.
Well, and so that's on top of the 10 gallons of the Scotch Ale that we made that we were supposed to be taking to Tech Ed, but due to some incident involving a truck.
And a strange pickle. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's now available, and it's not currently carbonated. It's waiting in line to be carbonated diligently because the Scots like to wait in line.
We can carbonate while we're brewing, yeah?
We could, but the new carbonation process we use requires fridge space.
Oh,
we have
yeah,
to have
yeah.
fridge space, so that's why we're bringing all 6 members of Beer Team 6 in to clear out some kegs and empty
yeah.
the Rooster Tail Ale, uh-huh. the Kelly Lager, to make room for the Scotch Ale to be
yeah.
able to carbonate.
One Wise Geek has joined us saying he hates 12 o'clock meetings, always interfere with Patch and Switch.
I can send meeting requests for this.
Yeah, we will. Yes, exactly. We can start.
We'll have to have a mailing list created that
yeah.
we can then send out a blocker.
But see, then they have to approve the whole PII. That legal's going to get involved with
yeah,
that.
PII is going to be involved.
But maybe you guys, Patch and Switch are not involved, can share meeting requests.
Mm.
We can call it team building.
Team building.
Yes.
That works. 20, 45 minutes.
Or mentoring.
Mentoring.
Yeah.
You think we actually expand people's minds with the show?
I'm not saying we do, but they may be able to mentor.
Nice.
Webinar.
Webinar. Oh, there we go. Webinar.
This is the Patch and Switch mentoring webinar.
Yes.
That's a new name for this.
Absolutely.
New name for this. One Wise Geek came in, did he?
Yeah, he did. He did. He's there. So we're making beer this weekend.
Yep.
Is the unpaid intern coming?
The invitation's been given, but I believe he's confused by this bank holiday versus Memorial Day.
He thought
he had to go to church the entire day.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll have to sort that out with him.
Yeah. But the invitation is open for people that are in
the greater Death Star
in the 425 eastern side of Lake Washington. So if you're interested in coming to hang out for beer, it's Saturday afternoon.
Yes. Okay, so the next segment, let's see, so we've done From the Trenches, we've done Beer Money, we've done Beer Talk.
Yes, so we've got 2 core and then 1 additional. So the fourth one
is random
spending.
Random spending. So
we've only been back for 5 days.
I know we've only been back for 5 days.
I have the perfect random spending item, but I have not received approval from the financial officer.
Oh, the CFO is not approved.
CFO has not approved it.
What are you buying?
Surface Pro.
I've already pre-ordered, baby.
It's like, shut up and take my money.
Yes.
It's got to be. But, like, we were having a conversation earlier about how much we can actually scavenge by reselling our older Pros. And I'll even resell my RTs to be able to get enough money to scrape together for one Pro.
And Fazito said, had an early showing of X-Men this morning, sponsored by NetApp. He almost wet his pants.
Oh. That's a little bit of extra information.
Yes. Kyle Beckman says he
got to see
Pro 3 last night at Stephen Rose's event in Atlanta.
Yes.
But you're going to Atlanta, too?
I'm a different event.
Right.
Yeah.
But I thought they were...
Wait. The intern has actually laid his hands.
I have touched.
On, you have touched.
I have touched.
A Surface Pro 3.
Is it?
Does the click of the pen work?
It
like,
does.
Can you just click it twice and it start
to
write?
Yeah. Do that.
And what does it feel like when you're writing on the screen? Does it actually, is there some kind of resistance or is it slippery?
It's slippery.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like writing on a banana skin.
Banana skin.
I don't write on banana skin.
Yeah,
so
it's really different.
All right. One wise geek says he's mad they didn't announce Pro prior to TechEd.
Amen.
Yeah.
We only announced 42 Azure and other related things, which, by the way, and I'm gonna go out on a tangent here.
Yeah. Never happens.
You do realize that a lot of this stuff that we build out in our cloud services ends up in boxed product. I'm just gonna leave that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay.
Where do you think storage spaces came from?
Exactly.
Like the number one fire-breathing dragon feature that exists in Server 2012 and 2012 R2 came from our Azure research.
Yeah.
In Azure.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask
the chat.
Where does
question.
Surface Pro 3 stuff come into my servers? Like, am I going to be able to take my servers and like split them open and lay them down with friction pins?
No, you already do that.
Actually,
it's called closet.
There's a couple of servers just in the hallway over here.
I saw those.
I wonder if those were yours.
I just left them there to see if anyone would pick them up. That's all.
Let's see.
They're cutting edge G3s. What are you talking about, man?
Walter says just got Pro 2s in a month ago now to try and sell that we need new machines again. Yeah, tell me about it because we just did our PC refreshes and we have to wait unless we buy them personally.
Like one wise geek is doing some yoga right now.
No, he said he got a yoga too.
Oh, he got a yoga too.
Yes. Sean Lowe says his coworker is trying to decide between a Surface Pro 3 or a MacBook Pro. I think you should go with the Surface Pro 3. Actually, want to say it was, I don't know if it was in Gadget or one of the other feeds that I was looking at. Maybe it was Paul Thoreau. I'm not sure. I saw it come across my Twitter stream. I'll try to find it. They actually did a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was under the guise of, is the Surface Pro 3 too expensive?
Oh, yeah.
But it was very interesting. It was very, very interesting.
Well, the entry-level Air is $1,000.
Yeah.
But that's completely entry-level.
Yeah.
Like, it's base.
They did a comparison, and I will be the first to admit that I haven't memorized the pricing structure and everything
yet. I know the entry-level pricing on the Pro 3 is like $799.
Well, then you got to add the extra $120 for keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'll give you that. So 800 plus a buck.
Actually, the older keyboard.
It will use the older keyboard, so it does leave a gap at the top.
Yeah.
And the reality is that red keyboard is freaking sweet.
Yes, it is.
That's all I'm going to say.
So we know that you're going to be going for the red keyboard.
Yeah, and so it was there.
Pre-order?
So it's I did the i5 256 at gig RAM.
See, I'm wondering about the i7, man. Like,
yeah.
I've got an i5 right now. I want latest and greatest.
But see, the thing is I don't need to run a whole ton of VMs on it anymore.
Yeah, but just think of how fast, like, Twitter comes up.
Well, I know, but it's the extra
CFO
that we have to get.
Yeah. It's the second level of approval.
Yeah, Anthony, I've got the purple keyboard currently right now in the 2. Ledwig likes the blue. I'm going battle red.
I'm
going Houston Texans battle red.
What is the touchpad like? Did you try the touchpad?
I didn't try the touchpad.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
The keyboard has this very cool thing. It's got 3 magnets in it. You've got the magnet that connects to the base of the device.
Yeah.
And you've got a magnet that clips it to the top.
Yeah.
So it folds flat.
Oh.
And then there's a magnet just at the top of the keys.
So you can
clip it to the bottom of the device.
To get a little angle.
To get a little angle.
A little angle on it.
That is very sweet.
So that's the laptop friendliness.
That's the laptop friendliness.
Laptopiness?
Lapability.
Lapability, that's right.
Lapability.
Yeah,
absolutely. People are also talking about the blue keyboard. And
yeah, everybody's ranking the blue keyboard,
so
but I've had the blue keyboard.
Well, this is a different color blue.
Oh,
the exclusivity to Best Buy for this level of blue keyboard that they have. So that's an interesting one for Best Buy because they're doing pre-orders as well.
Ladwig says, I had the red
I think it meant touch keyboard, time for something new, blue for Azure. Yeah. I think he's texting while he's actually on the Splash Mountain ride. I think he's actually participating in the chat room while he's on the
Splash Mountain. I think he's going to see what the lapability on the Splash Mountain ride.
Bartolo just put up a Time article saying, comparing the Surface Pro 3 versus the MacBook Air and the iPad.
That's such an awesome thing. He's a social media expert, man. He knows how to get the links in there.
Yeah, his Bing Fu is strong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Bing Fu is strong
stuff.
With him.
The Bing Fu is strong with him.
I do need to go see the new X-Men movie. I also need to see Captain America and Spider-Man because I haven't seen those either.
Oh, we have 3 minutes and 55 seconds left.
Yeah.
So that's random spending, I think. I think we're all in agreement.
I think we're all in agreement.
So you've got approval. I don't have approval yet.
Well, I don't have approval either, but I'm not getting charged for it until it ships, so I've just done it. 30 days. Yes, absolutely.
Let's just say I'm thinking that bonus time around Microsoft.
Sure.
There'll be some massive purchases going on. Yeah. And that's September time frame.
Jumbo, a great Surface Pro 3 commercial riding down Splash Mountain while showing off lapability.
Nice. That could work. Well,
It could.
We need a random word from the chat room. Random word.
Bing Fu sounds like a dim sum dish. Yeah, it is, B. It absolutely is.
Maybe that. I think that's honorary word right there.
Well, Shanlo says, so let's do, what is it?
I was going to say Bing Fu.
Bing Fu, lapability. Shanlo says lapability. And One White Geek says soap dish.
Bing Fu, laughability, soap dish.
Write it down.
Hang on. Let me get my
You're
notepad.
In charge of that.
Notepad.
I thought we were using OneNote now.
I use Notepad. It's a text editor. Bing Fu, lapability, and...
Soap dish.
Soap dish. There you go. Got that?
All right. So that's the next show, which is going to be in 2 weeks' time. I know last week I actually said that this show would be in 2 weeks' time, but apparently management disagreed, saying we cannot conflict with the guys from Yin Yang and a Bang who did not do their show last week. We actually covered their show.
Can you believe that?
Well, no, it was awesome because we actually had members of the crew on live Channel 9. For those of you guys who did not catch last week's show, you can catch it live, full streaming video, and all the chaos that ensued. Simply hit to channel9.msdn.com, do a search for, or go on over to Tech Ed. It's one of the Channel 9 sessions.
Or if you happen to go off to our Facebook page, facebook.com/patchandswitch,
we've got a link right there.
Link for that particular episode. Don't forget, if you're watching those episodes, give us star ratings. Hey,
let us know.
We have those 5-star options.
We do have an internal report that comes out with the ratings.
It's not the same thing as a Michelin 5-star, I will have you know.
No?
But it does count partially.
Okay.
Only partially.
Does it count the same as a James Beard?
I don't know about the James one, but I think we're getting kicked out of the secret bunker here. It's a cello. Cello's coming right now, so is the string section. They're just setting up here.
It's all right. Don't mind the noise. It's okay. It's all right. Veronica says do it again in Barcelona. We are working.
Yes, so it is undetermined at this point in time as to the setup that we're going to have in Barcelona.
But we will work on it. Yes. Absolutely. Ladwig says bring the show to Walt Disney World or Disneyland. I would absolutely love to do that.
I've never been to either of those places, so I probably should go at some point.
Me either. I'd like to go.
And definitely, regardless of whether or not we have some kind of a stage, we will have a Patch and Switch show if it falls in the proper calendar because we need to do one.
Yeah.
The band looks like they're trying to start.
It looks like they're starting to play us out. They've started playing out. Okay. So that means that that's it for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch show.
Good to say thanks to all the people in the
Hang on. Is the band going?
Are they rebooting?
I think they did. They started all over again.
Good to say shout out to the Patch and Switch show chat room.
One Wise Geek, Adam Gregory, Bartolo, and the Yarn, Claudia, Zazito, Jay Shock, Kyle Beckman, Ladwig, who's in Disney World. Enjoy that. Sean Love, Veronica, TJ, Zed, as in Z.
Zed, baby.
And then also Walter, SAO, and everybody else who's joined us. Make sure you join us in 2 weeks' time for the next edition of the Patch and Switch Show. Until then, have a weekend.